Coincidence can be as much a part of history as facts. Take Wilma McLean, for example. The 11th of 14 children, McLean was born in 1814 near Alexandria, Virginia. Both parents died before Wilma reached the age of 7. Influential townspeople raised the orphan children. The boy followed his father's footsteps and entered the mercantile business. Service in a local militia unit during the Mexican War brought McLean the rank of major. That became the title by which he was addressed for the remainder of his life. In 1850, McLean married Virginia Mason, the widow of a prominent physician. Mrs. McLean brought to the marriage 3 children and over 2,000 acres of land in Prince William and Fauquier counties. The main holding was Yorkshire, a 1,200-acre estate near Bull Run. There, Wilma McLean settled into the life of a gentleman farmer. His sentiments in the secession crisis were so decidedly pro-Confederate that with the coming of war, he volunteered a sizable part of the Yorkshire plantation for use as a military hospital. In mid-July, a large Union force advanced into northern Virginia. The McLeans sought safety a few miles to the south. It is well they did, for Yorkshire was heavily damaged by shell fire during the opening battle of the Civil War at Manassas. For several months, McLean helped to supply Southern forces with food by working as an unpaid volunteer in the Confederate Quartermaster Department. That lasted until February 1862, when a merchant's quest for profit overcame repeated frustrations as a solicitor of supplies. Meanwhile, administrators had allowed the Yorkshire plantation to fall into such a state of disrepair that McLean expressed the hope never to see a soldier again. He then turned his attention in Rhett Butler-like fashion to speculation. During the next year, he traveled through the South as an independent broker for foodstuffs in general and sugar in particular. Finally, in the autumn of 1863, the portly and bearded McLean found a satisfactory place to live. It was a 2-story brick home in the isolated village of Appomattox Courthouse. There, McLean continued his mercantile affairs by letter, telegraph, and personal trips. What the McLeans most liked about the place was its distance from the war. Now they could dwell in peace. Not so. In April 1865, the 2 major opposing hosts suddenly appeared on the horizon. Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia, falling back from the Richmond-Petersburg front, was seeking a place to make a new defensive stand. The Union Army of the Potomac under U.S. Grant was pursuing hard in hopes of bringing Lee to bay. On Saturday, April 8th, Federals encircled the Confederate flanks at Appomattox. Lee had little choice but to ask for terms of surrender. The meeting between Lee and Grant took place on Palm Sunday afternoon. The 2 generals held their conference in the sitting room of Wilma McLean's home. There, the Civil War ended. Following the surrender, the now impoverished McLean family packed its belongings, left Appomattox, and returned to Northern Virginia. McLean gave away a few pieces of the Appomattox furniture. Union soldiers stole other items. The enterprising McLean then offered pieces for sale to those who wanted mementos of the surrender scene. Local legend has it that over the ensuing years, the former merchant sold enough tables, chairs, lanterns, and knickknacks, all supposedly from that one room, to furnish completely a large apartment complex. In any event, at his death in 1882, Wilma McLean held a truly singular distinction. He could rightfully say that the Civil War began in his backyard and ended in his front parlor.